It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Championship, a special hour on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL Unrivaled. No Alex Carey, no Scott Mitchell tonight. It's Matt Biamonte and KSL Sports TV anchor Sam Farnsworth. And Sam, you brought up an interesting point here as we were kind of debating, and we're going to continue this debate right now here in the second segment. Should Utah get the fourth spot? Is it Oklahoma? What matters? Is it, you know, strength of schedule?
Right.
Is it scheduling Power Five teams, challenging yourself in the non-conference? What is it? And you brought up, well, you know, maybe Utah views BYU as a Power Five. And now I'm looking ahead a couple years because Utah, there's going to be a break with BYU in favor of Florida. And I'm all for it. I love that Utah is playing teams like Florida. They need to play those teams. And a team like Florida would have benefited them tremendously this year in this conversation that we're having.
Right.
But my point is, why drop BYU for Florida? Because if you think that BYU is a Power 5 team, then you can, you know, when it comes resume time, if you have an 11-1 type season, you can say, we played the equivalent of two Power 5 teams in Florida and BYU.
Right. So So I agree with you there. I think keeping BYU and adding a Florida to the schedule, dropping an NIU or an Idaho State instead.
And you can even keep the Idaho State.
Right. You still can squeeze in one FCS or something like that in there. I personally would rather see that. Yeah, no doubt. My argument mostly about the BYU part of the scheduling is the fact that if someone from Oklahoma or somewhere else wants to argue that Utah's strength of schedule is no good, look who they scheduled, BYU. Well, hey, hold on a second. Whether you want to consider BYU Power 5 or not, I don't care.
Yep.
I don't care where you stand on that. BYU beat a ranked USC team. They beat a ranked Boise State team. Say what you want about those teams and where they were at the time or where they are now.
Yep.
They played and lost to a ranked Utah team. So Utah, that makes that win against BYU, I think, more valuable. And then they lost to a ranked Washington. So they played a lot of ranked opponents. They had a strong schedule. Obviously, we know that's BYU's kind of MO nowadays, a strong first half, a weaker second half. But still, I think BYU is a stronger opponent than a Houston on Clemson's schedule.
Yeah.
Some of the opponents that
South Carolina, even.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I think BYU is just as strong of an opponent than some of the Power Fives out there. So to argue that Utah's non-conference schedule, you would have to point at the NIU and the Idaho State matchups, which I agree, you could have possibly fit someone better in there, and with a win there, you're in a better situation.
But
right now, obviously, it's kind of a moot point if they don't turn it around.
Yes, right. And right now, Oregon leads 17-0. I do think it is kind of funny, Utah fans, now that the season's over, having to flip the script on BYU, where, oh, BYU's no good, we own you. BYU's pretty good. Look at that win, you know? So I think it's funny. And you know what's also kind of interesting? And we want to hear from you guys who are listening to the show, 57500. You can text in. A lot of BYU fans, Sam, chiming in. One texter, 9950, says, I'm a Blue fan, but I'll be cheering just as loud as when they beat Alabama. Another one says, I'm a BYU fan. Love that the Utes are in this game. Number one BYU fan. Go Utes. So there's a lot of support for the Utes here, and I think it's kind of interesting.
I think some of the national narrative has played into that a little bit. I've got family. I'm a Utah native originally, and I've got family that are deep blue. You know, I've got family that are big time red too. But I've got family that are deep blue, and multiple of them have told me they are going to be pulling for Utah tonight because some of the national narrative, kind of looking down upon Utah. And I think it's not just Utah as an institution, but as a place. Utah, you know, and we'll probably talk about this a little later, but you know what Paul Feinbaum said and stuff like that. So the national narrative against Utah, I think, has maybe more people rallying behind the Utes in this state, even if you're on the blue side of the rivalry or if you're a Utah State fan or whatever. Yeah. I think it's you take a little bit of pride that you come from a place that is in the national spotlight.
We want to hear from you, 57500. Should it be Utah, Oklahoma? What do you guys think? Who should get into that fourth and final spot? I take it from your point of view, Sam, that you mentioned the eye test. You're looking for the four best teams. Is that your personal preference? How would you evaluate this situation?
You can't just pick a team based off of what you're seeing the eye test, but you can't pick a team just based off of the paper either.
Right.
You've got
right.
to find a combination too. So you have those East Coast guys that are going to bed at 8 Eastern or whatever, you know,
or
whatever their bedtime is over
8 Pacific.
Exactly. You know, I mean, they're missing. And here's one thing that I both like and dislike about the Pac-12, the whole Pac-12 after dark.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool that they're trying to own a late night stage, but at the same time, you are promoting a stage that half the country, or more than half the country, if you're looking at population, they're not staying up to watch Pac-12
right.
at midnight Eastern. You know what I mean? That's just a fact. And so Utah, as a result, has had multiple of these late starts that there haven't been as many eyes on
in
performances where it would have been nice to have seen them play more. And it's not just Utah; it's other Pac-12 teams, Oregon as well. You know, but that's definitely hurt them. There's no doubt about that.
And the Pac-12 this season, they aren't helping Utah either because there's just not enough quality mid-tier teams where, I mean, they only have one ranked win. It's a shame that a Washington, that wasn't a ranked win. Or, you know, USC, that couldn't have been an opportunity for a ranked win. And so that makes it hard, too, from a paper perspective. I will say, and I already said in the first segment, if Utah wins and Oklahoma wins, I believe Oklahoma has the better resume. I believe they should get in. The one thing that I do like about the idea of Utah getting in is that it's a new team and we're kind of opening doors rather than, oh, it's going to be Alabama, it's going to be Georgia. It's it's getting some new teams an opportunity, which is intriguing as a college football fan to have a new team in the college football playoff.
I think it's always good to have fresh blood, so to speak, in the college football playoff. It always is. When you have the same teams over and over and over, I don't care how dominant those teams are. Right now it's Clemson. It has been Alabama. Alabama slipped out this year. You know, you have these teams, these recurring teams over and over in the playoff. The only people who like those dynasties are the fans of the team itself. Everyone else does not want to see another Oklahoma. I guarantee you most of the country, or another Alabama, I should say, I guarantee you most of the country was pretty pleased when Alabama lost that game to Auburn, right? Because it totally eliminated them from the conversation. I mean, it's kind of funny. I was talking about it with some of the guys back there earlier, that what if Utah, Georgia, Oklahoma all lost these games? Wisconsin loses to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Maybe Alabama suddenly finds themselves back in this thing, right? Which would be ridiculous.
I could see that happening.
I think it's great. It's good for college football. It's good for the college football playoff to get fresh teams in there that we don't see that often, to give them a chance. I don't care if you don't think they belong. No one said that about Boise State several years ago when they played Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl or Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. No one said that about Utah when they went to the Fiesta Bowl. You know what I mean? When they played Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Yeah, I'm just saying. Those teams do have a chance to ruffle feathers, to shake things up, and make some noise when they don't, quote-unquote, don't belong.
Well, Utah's got some work to do if they want to remain in this conversation. Right now, mid-second quarter, they trail Oregon 17-0, and honestly, the deficit could be more, but Utah's offense not generating enough big plays, not getting opportunities to score. We're going to keep tabs on this game. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to try and get Jeremiah Jensen on from KSL Sports TV anchor alongside with Sam. He's at the game. We'd like to get his thoughts on the first half. But before that, we got to take a break. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.